I learned very quickly that waitressing was not for me, and I learned the hard way by working in corporate restaurants. Friendlies, not so much. Chili's, very much so. And a little place called the Monkey Barrel. Yes, indeed, full of it. When I worked at Friendly's, I was used as a mop once. As you can tell, I have a lot of hair. I also used to have a customer who came in every Saturday night at 7 o'clock p.m. on the dot. I don't know his name. I don't even really remember what he looked like because he was behind a book of crossword puzzles. He would come in and ask for, "I want a coffee only. No spoon, no sugar, no cream, no nonsense." This is in the 90s and it was 59 cents. Imagine the tip. He hung out for several hours at a time. So one night, some of my friends came up with a brilliant idea. They came to my restaurant, Friendly's, dressed as pirates, full garb, even with the swords. And they sat in my section and made sure that the man couldn't come in and sit in my section. I thought he was going to explode, but he got to sit in my coworker's section. I got a $20 tip from my friends, so it made up for all those other nights. But at Chili's, it's where I learned that I, in fact, was the bad guy, not corporate. I'd notice the families coming in. I'd know it every time. It was a dad, a mom, and two kids, just like in the commercial. And the dad would be elbowing the kids as I was taking orders. Until I finally figured it out. Okay, hi, welcome to Chili's. My name's Robin. Can I take your order? Let me guess. Chicken crispers, grilled cheese sandwich, the chicken Caesar pita, no dressing. And for you, sir, let me guess. You want, I want my baby back ribs. Oh, did I ruin your game? Sorry about you. I don't care if I get a tip or not. And no, you know what? I see the chart that we have in the back here with stars on who sold how many margaritas. And you know what? I don't care. I don't care how special these margaritas are. If somebody doesn't want it, I'm not going to push it on them. And that's why I became a teacher. If somebody doesn't want it, I don't push it on them.